That brand new present was a lot of fun at Christmas, but do you care much about it now? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today's devotion makes me think of Christmas as a kid. Once Thanksgiving ended, I'd always get so excited thinking about presents and all the stuff I'd get, and I'd be focused on what might be in the biggest boxes that had my name on it. But the thing is, and you've probably experienced this too, once you've opened the presents and played with them for a few weeks or worn the clothes a few times or whatever it is, they lose their novelty and they don't give you that rush of endorphins anymore. And you go looking for something new to set your eyes on. This cycle of anticipation, chasing, and eventual letdown doesn't have to keep going. There's a partial solution now and a complete fulfillment coming. Let's get into it with Real Riches by A.W. Smith. Do you ever feel like there's something you need to have in order to be happy? In our world of uncertainty, it can be tempting to think that something, some piece of technology or clothing or jewelry, some rental property or car or brand name, can bring us the satisfaction we crave or solve all our problems. Sometimes we can get so focused on getting that thing that we lose sight of our neighbors and our Creator. We end up choosing greed and violence instead of following the way of Jesus. We can get lost in chasing after created things rather than walking in the love and service of our Savior. But it doesn't have to be this way, because the reality is, in Christ, we already have true riches. We have the promise that God loves us, that He is with us every moment of every day, and that He is making all things new through Jesus' death and resurrection. He is freeing all of creation from sin and its effects. Yet, as we wait in eager anticipation for Jesus' return, we live in the already not yet tension of God's kingdom. We see glimpses of His restoration, but we also long for the day all things will be made fully right and whole, like Revelation 21:1 through 5 tells us. So as we live in this tension, we can count our blessings. And that's not as cliche as it sounds. Because as we spend time pondering all the good things God has done for us, we find ourselves becoming more joyful, more peaceful, and more able to say no to the greed and violence and other temptations of our broken world. And counting our blessings can be as simple as making a list. We can list the promises we find in the Bible. We can list things in nature that remind us of our Creator's love and goodness. We can list all the ways He has been providing for our physical needs through things like food, clothes, and shelter. We can list things that delight us, like our favorite flavors and colors. And we can list the relationships in our lives that remind us of Jesus' love, whether we see that in friends, family, teachers, pastors, church family, or other loved ones. All these good gifts come from God. And as we rest in God's abundant love for us, we start to crave possessions less and less. Things we own don't last that long, but knowing Jesus lasts forever. In Him, we find true riches. Love that satisfies our deepest longings and purpose beyond ourselves. All right, let's think about this for a second. Consider making a list of blessings. Where do you see God's love in your life? Then put your list in a safe spot so that when you need encouragement, it's readily available to you. Now, as you and I can read in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Philippians 3:7-21 and Philippians 4:10-13 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you ever feel like you're too broken to be fixed or to be loved? I can tell you right now, you are never too broken. God's love is here for you. And that's why this month on Instagram, Natty is talking about brokenness. You can find us there at Unlocked Devo. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how we need God even more than we need food or water. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.